It is time for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, the one place to go to find out where you want to find out what's going on, what's been going on, what's coming up. And also, it has a complete chronological calendar of coming events, ruralintelligence.com. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Hello, Marshall. It's lovely to be back. And there is definitely spring in the air.
Well, with spring in the air, we might as well start off in Norfolk, Connecticut.
Yep, Norfolk, Connecticut on Wednesday, April the 3rd has got a lovely and moving event. I think it's going to be a really powerful work. It's called Between War and Here, and the Church of Christ Congregational is hosting NPR's Anne Garrels and Neil Conan, and they'll be in Norfolk to narrate a new work with the musicians Ensemble Galilee. It's a combination work that recognizes the cost of war through music, poetry, and memoir. It sounds absolutely lovely. It starts at 7 o'clock in the evening. As I say, it's at the Church of Christ Congregational in Norfolk, Wednesday, April the 3rd.
On April the 4th, we can go to Kent, Connecticut, because, hey, play and flow and meet is going on 7 days of wellness.
Yeah, you know, Kent has really got itself organized with a whole lot of things. And they have arranged this 7 days of wellness, which they're calling Meet, Play, and Flow. It starts on Thursday, April the 4th, and actually runs through Wednesday, April the 10th. And the whole idea is to make it a wellness event where Kent businesses will offer all sorts of healthy menus, tastings, special room rates for visitors, and discounts on wellness-related products and services. The big event is on Saturday, April the 6th, because at the Artifacts Gallery in the center of town, they're going to kick off a whole weekend of seminars and workshops and discussions on yoga, on bar, on tai chi, aerial yoga. I don't know what aerial yoga is, but sounds interesting. Massage therapy and more. And then on the following days, they're going to have all sorts of other wellness events, which will take place throughout the town, including talks on Chinese medicine, Pilates, essential oils. There will be a talks on understanding healthcare, and also how to successfully navigate an illness and take care of yourself and more. So it's Kent has really got organized. As I say, it starts on April the 4th, and you'll have to go to their website to check all of the details, but and it will run through Wednesday, April the 10th. So do check it out. It sounds a really lovely excuse to get to Kent.
We'll go to Salisbury, Connecticut on the 4th. I think, therefore, I draw.
Yes, these guys, Thomas Cathcart and Daniel Klein, we know about before. They've been to the Robin Hood Rural Intelligence area, and I can attest that they are hilarious in the way that they approach this. So they are exploring philosophy through cartoons, a lot of people will know them because they've written a New York Times bestseller called Plato and a Platypus Walk into a Bar. They have been writing, they've been drawing these cartoons and putting it together with philosophy for a long time now. They're going to be at the White Hart Inn on Thursday, April the 4th. That's in Salisbury at 6 o'clock in the evening. They've been doing these jokes for years and years, but for decades, I would think, actually. The whole idea is to help people to understand philosophy through cartoons. So they cover unbelievably diverse subjects like religion and gender and knowledge and morality and the meaning of life. And they are hilarious. So if you want to have a fun evening, the White Hart Inn in Salisbury on Thursday, April the 4th, 6 o'clock in the evening, sounds the place to be.
We'll go from Salisbury to North Adams, Massachusetts.
Yeah, this is an interesting lecture. And so we don't talk about the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts very often, the MCLA. But they have a public policy lecture series. And on Thursday, the 4th, they are bringing in the educator and journalist, and she's a speaker as well, called Sarah Smarsh. And her book, which is called Heartland, A Memoir of Working Hard and Being Broke in the Richest Country on Earth, is a New York Times bestseller. And it really examines the problems of economic inequality in America. And it also and does it whilst telling the story of her upbringing amongst a poor working family on a Kansas farm. It sounds absolutely really fascinating, and it's really good for the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts in North Adams to bring her in. That's on Thursday evening, 7 o'clock.
Off to Egremont, Massachusetts on the 4th for Berkshire Backwards?
Well, yes. This actually sounds great fun as well. The Egremont Barn in Egremont are putting on some great events. And on the 4th, they are hosting the Ghost Lit Repertory Theatre Company. This is their kickoff to the season. It's a fundraiser cabaret. And the whole idea is that they're going to be singing a whole series of show tunes, but the women sing the men's parts, and the men sing the women's parts. And it is going to be, it could be great fun, bottom line, great fun. It's a veteran cast. The members have been together for many years, and they're going to be performing hits from Hamilton, The Little Mermaid, Gypsy, many, many, many others as well. So that's at the Egremont Barn, Thursday, April the 4th, 7:30 in the evening.
We go from Egremont, Massachusetts to, let's go to Hudson, New York. They're having the Red Hook Public Library fundraiser.
Yeah, this is a good event because the Red Hook Public Library does need some money one way or another. And they're hosting Susan Orlean at the Suarez Family Brewery in Hudson for this fundraiser. And she is a writer for The New Yorker. She's the author of the library book, so it's perfectly logical that she should be there raising money for the Red Hook Public Library. And so you'll hear her talking about her writing, and also she's going to be answering questions, and there'll be a book signing to follow. There'll be some food available and some beer tasting as well, because they're obviously you're at the Suarez Family Brewery, so you should be tasting some beer as well. That's on Friday, April the 5th, in Hudson at the Suarez Family Brewery at 6 o'clock in the evening.
And we've got a Crescendo on the agenda for April 5th.
Yep, a lovely concert. It's called Motets and Madrigals by Monteverdi and Gesualdo. And the whole evening is sort of subtitled Prince of Light and Prince of Darkness. So the program consists of both sacred and secular motets and madrigals by these two composers. So that's at St. James's Place in Great Barrington on Friday, April the 5th, 6 o'clock, starts at 6 o'clock in the evening.
From Crescendo, let's go to Williamstown, Massachusetts.
Yeah, the Clark is hosting more and more live events. And on Friday evening at 7:30 in the evening, it sounds like a great jazz group's going to be in town. It's the Lau Tizer Quartet with the guest Eric Marienthal. The lovely thing about the Lau Tizer Quartet is they were nominated as Jazz Group of the Year. Eric Marienthal also is a pretty amazing guy. He's a Grammy Award-winning sax player. He played with Chick Corea and has also played with Barbara Streisand as well. They are going to be having a whole series of of jazz play songs from the swing house. They've got a new album out, so it will be a really fun evening. As I say, it's at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown on Friday, April the 5th. Starts at 7:30 in the evening.
We'll go from Williamstown and head over to Poughkeepsie, New York.
Yeah, this is going to be a popular event. You're going to have to probably get tickets well in advance because David Sedaris is back in town. He's going to be at Bardavan. His most recent book of essays is Calypso. It's right at the top of the New York Times bestseller list. I laugh about this because, of course, it's become apparent that he has been a great walker around in the country streets of England, picking up garbage and collecting garbage and cleaning up the streets. Well, he'd be taking a rest of that. He's just published this new book of stories, and he's going to be talking about that and some works in progress. And the evening, by the way, is going to be opened because they're going to have the Penn Hemingway Award winner, Akhil Sharma, who's just published a book called An Obedient Father, and he's going to be opening the evening. But that's on Friday evening at Bardavan in Poughkeepsie, and it all starts at 8 o'clock in the evening.
We'll head north from Poughkeepsie and head to Hudson, New York on the 5th.
Yeah, when I looked at this, I couldn't work out what it is, but I went back and looked at it in more detail, and it sounds absolutely fascinating. So Hudson Hall in Hudson is having an evening called Flu Chart Cabaret Cinema, A Night of Neo-Benchy. And it's something I've never seen in the area before. The Flow Chart Foundation is dedicated to exploring the interrelationships of various different art forms as guided by the legacy of, I guess you could say, is a renowned American poet, John Ashbery. Their inaugural event on Friday the 5th is inspired by Benchy. This is the way that Japanese performers provide live narration and cultural translation for audiences in the silent cinema tradition. It sounds really weird and fun sort of something that we haven't seen before. But anyway, the Hudson Hall is the sort of organization that will put this on. So what they've got is a whole lot of local artists who are going to provide their own sound and live commentary to popular films or television programs, and it will all be done on stage there at the Hudson Hall. So I think that it could be an absolutely hilarious evening, because the whole idea of having those silent films narrated by local artists is really an exciting and unusual way of looking at things. So great fun. So that's Hudson Hall in Hudson on Friday, April the 5th, starting at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Right now, we will go to Stockbridge, Massachusetts on the 6th.
Yeah. Well, spring is springing, and there are three big events coming up in the garden world. I might as well talk about them all at the same time, Marshall, because people will need to take notes. So on Saturday, April the 6th, we've got these three events. So the first one starts off in Stockbridge at the Berkshire Botanical Garden at 10 o'clock in the morning, and they are having an event called Spring Pruning of Woody Ornamental Plants. Ron Yapel is one of the key characters at the Berkshire Botanical Gardens. He's going to be demonstrating how to renovate, rejuvenate, and shape shrubs and small ornamental trees at this wood workshop on the Saturday. And he's going to be covering all sorts of lilacs, witch hazels, sweet shrubs, crab apples, and ornamental cherries. So check that out if you have those type of plants, and you can do that. In Lux, start 15 and running 3:30 in the afternoon, the Western Massachusetts Master Gardeners Association is having their Berkshire Garden Symposium. And there are literally 15 different classes going on in three different sessions. So you can range from topics like pollinators for your garden to gardening for the birds. They're going to be beautiful containers. They're going to be talking about cacti and succulents and more. At lunchtime, there's going to be a shopping marketplace set up. And by the way, lunch will be included in this event. It's all at the Lenox High School. It starts at 8:15 in the morning. Obviously, you'll have to go on to the Western Massachusetts Master Garden Association website to get all the details. You can get there via Rural Intelligence. But also on Saturday, but this time over at the Columbia Green Community College in Hudson, again starting at 8:30 in the morning and running through till 2:30, they will be celebrating Spring Gardening Day at the Columbia Green Community College. And they will have a whole series of Master Gardener volunteers from the Columbia and Green Counties. There's going to be a keynote address by our superstar celebrity Margaret Roach is going to be there. There will be a selection of about 15 to 60 minute informational sections going on through the morning and into the afternoon, all taught by master gardeners and experts in their field. So again, you'll have to check out the full details on the Columbia Green Community College website to check it all out, and you can get there via Rural Intelligence. So it's a busy day on April the 6th if you're a gardener.
Well, let's go to the Snout to Tail 5th annual event going on in Red Hook.
Well, they say that it's better to eat the sausage than see how it's made. But on Saturday, April the 6th, it's your opportunity to check out Slow Food Hudson Valley and to meet and talk to the farmers, the butchers, the sausage makers, and the chefs as you go from pastures to table. And there will be all sorts of lamb butchering demonstrations, and they're going to be showing you how to cook lamb and how to cook all sorts of meats as well. And there's going to be a whole group of guests, including master farmers, butchers, and chefs. And there's going to be the charcuterie master, John Kowalski, a lot of other people as well. It's all taking place in the Montgomery Place Orchards. And by the way, it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it's their fifth annual Slow Food Hudson Valley event. So it's becoming more and more popular as it's going on. So again, Saturday, April the 6th, there in Red Hook at the Montgomery Place Orchards, starts at 10 o'clock in the morning.
A good friend of mine is now going to be talked about, and that is Paul Ramuni, Accordion Stories from the Heart.
Yes, yes. Well, of course, it's a friend of yours, but of course, we've written him up this week in Rural Intelligence. Every week, we try and find a local character who is really interesting and who our neighbors should hear about. And this week, it's Paul Ramuni because he is performing at the David Hunt Library in Falls Village at 1 o'clock on Saturday, April the 6th. He is the founder, as you know, of the New England Accordion Connection and Museum Company in North Canaan. And he's going to be performing a few accordion songs, and he's going to be talking about the accordion, and he's going to be answering all sorts of questions as well. So it will be a fun afternoon, and particularly if you love the accordion, but I think it will be fun just to go and enjoy some really good music one way or another. That's 1 o'clock at the David Hunt Library in Falls Village.
Well, let's go off to Lenox, a grand opening catwalk.
A successful business in Great Barrington, and they've now decided to open a second catwalk boutique, but this time in Lenox. And it's going to be at 26 Church Street for people who are interested. So Catwalk is a resale shop. They offer really hip, affordable fashions for women, from all sorts of like seasonal hiking and loungewear. But they also have Gucci and Chanel apparel and accessories. It's been a real success in Great Barrington, raised a lot of money for the Berkshire Humane Society, and they are also opening now in Lenox. So it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. Of course, it'll be refreshments and all sorts of promotions available all through the day. But of course, it's going to be open the rest of the week as well and going forward. So do check it out when you're next in Lenox if you can't get to the opening day.
John Hamm, fishing in North Adams.
Yeah, Mass Mocha are having an event which is a work in progress, and it's an offers a first look at this collaboration between the actor John Hamm, the director and choreographer Danielle Agami, and the Wilco percussionist Glenn Koch. So they are doing a multidisciplinary performance, and the whole idea is to explore the beautiful idea and the simple absurdity of desire. It's both on Saturday, April the 6th, and on Sunday, April the 7th, at Mass Mocha in North Adams. You have to check their website for all the times and exact locations, etc. But it looks like it's going to be a pretty wild event one way and another. So if you need an excuse to go up to Mass Mocha, this is a great excuse to do it.
We will now move on to Lenox, Massachusetts.
On Saturday at 5 o'clock in the evening, there's an event which actually is celebrating the Martin Luther King Day. And what happened was that in February, they had to cancel a concert due to the bad weather, and they've reprised it this Saturday, April the 6th. It's in and it's the Cantilena Chamber Choir's Martin Luther King Concert of Psalms and Spirituals. And what makes this absolutely great fun is that they've brought these special guests in, including the Urban Choral Arts Society from Baltimore. And they're going to be remembering Martin Luther King through poems and speeches. But the real focus of this all is a spiritual sing-along with various different choirs. So it will be a really joyous event. The featured works will be selections from Duke Ellington's Sacred Concert and all sorts of spiritual arrangements by the King Singers and Rosaphine Powell as well. So it's really a joyous event at Trinity Church in Lenox on April the 6th. It starts at 5 o'clock in the evening.
Let's get back to Crescendo.
Well, yeah, they are going to be actually on Saturday, April the 6th. They're going to be at Trinity Church in Lakeville. Don't get these confused. So Trinity Church in Lenox has the Cantilena Chamber Choir, but Trinity Church in Lakeville is hosting Crescendo in Lakeville, motets and madrigals by Monteverdi and Gesualdo, and it's back again with this with all sorts of events with which they've presented before, the Prince of Light and the Prince of Darkness. So check that out at Lakeville Trinity Church on Saturday, April 6th.
And the music chair at Hotchkiss School and his wife get together. And once again, it is the Hunt Classic Concert, the Witkowski Piano Duo on April 6th.
Yeah, that's at 7 o'clock in the evening at Hotchkiss School. And as you say, it's the Brazilian pianist Fabio and Giselle Witkowski. And it's a program for piano with four hands and two pianos. Including works by Schubert, Rachmaninoff, and Milhaud. So a lovely evening, a lovely concert.
We wrap things up. Hey, how about a spring supper from Berkshire Grown?
Yeah, we're going a bit into the next week. That's to Monday, April the 8th. But this is an event that is going to sell out pretty quickly, so you really have to get your tickets in advance. Berkshire Grown is holding their spring supper in the Country Club at Pittsfield. It's at 6 o'clock on Monday, April the 8th. The honorary chairperson and Massachusetts State Senator Adam Hines is going to be chairing it, and Berkshire Grown is inviting guests to come along and enjoy this incredible curated farm-to-table dinner. It's the menu has been developed by the chef Alex Hammond of Meze Restaurant in Williamstown. It's all to really benefit the Berkshire Grown and its project, particularly its project called Share the Bounty, which supports farmers through the purchase of local CSA farm shares, and particularly helps feed hungry families by giving them farm fresh food and also distributing local food to local food pantries and community kitchens. So it's all a very good cause. And also, it's going to be a really popular event. So that's Monday, April the 8th. It's the Berkshire Grown Spring Supper. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening at the Country Club of Pittsfield.
And that wraps up another week of Rural Intelligence. Mark, we'll speak to you again next week.
Lovely. I look forward to it, Marshall, as always.